The red, red rabbit come bobbing along. Put to my own kids, red, red robin. A great springtime song. And it looks like we're going to experience definitely spring-like weather this weekend. Doesn't look like any rain in the picture, but today definitely a cloudy day. We have much more music on the way, but right now it is our weekly stay-at-home check-in with Cosmic Mike. Good morning, Cosmic Mike.
Good morning, Lisa, and the Kids Cookie Break listeners.
I trust that everyone is healthy and safe at your house.
We are all healthy and well at the moment. Praise the Lord for that. And I just pray everyone else is doing the same.
I was thinking about you this week, Cosmic Mike, because you shared so many great things last weekend to look for in the night sky. And we've had so many clouds. Were you able to see much this past week?
Not too much, but I was fortunate to get a glimpse on Thursday. I got to see the morning planets before sunrise, and then that same evening I did get to see the space station and the planet Venus. So that's enough to hold me over for a few days, but definitely would appreciate some more clear sky.
Yes, I know. Well, looks like more sunshine in the picture tomorrow, so maybe it'll be better this week. I haven't looked that far ahead, so we'll have to wait and see. But I do know we have something pretty exciting coming up in this next week, an Easter supermoon. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, definitely. For those that may have wondered, you know, why does the date of Easter actually change from one year to the next, it's actually related to the full moon. Because what the way the date's sort of calculated, if you will, is it's based on the first full, Easter is on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox, which is also known as the first day of spring. So once spring arrives officially, we look out for that first full moon, and then the Sunday that follows will be Easter. And we have a full moon coming up on this Tuesday, April 7th.
So tell us what makes this a super moon. Talk a little more about that. And you sent me a couple great links that I know you're going to share with all the Kids Cookie Breakers. I just want to let everybody know, kidscookiebreak.com, if you click on today's blog, it's the one at the top with today's date. I have already included all those links at kidscookiebreak.com. So tell us about those.
Yeah, supermoon can be very confusing for folks, and actually, the truth of the matter is the term supermoon is not really astronomy in origin. It actually came from another source, and it just caught on. Regardless of the origin of that term, the supermoon basically represents when we have a full moon when the moon is at its closest to the Earth. And so the moon goes and orbits the Earth, and because it's an elliptical orbit, there's times that the moon is closest to Earth, and there's times that it's farthest away from Earth. And when it's closest, which is also known as perigee, if the full moon happens during the time that the moon is at perigee, then we can use the term supermoon. Now, the cool thing about the supermoon is not the definition of it, but what we can actually see. Because of the moon being closer to the Earth than normal during the full moon, the moon actually will appear bigger. It'll appear about 14% bigger than when it's at its farthest distance, and also will appear about 30% brighter than compared to its farthest distance. And so when the moon's high up in the sky, it's hard for us to actually see that difference. But if you watch the moon rise, as it's just beginning to rise, then that's when you're going to lose your, it will take your breath away, because it will really look really, really big. And part of that's because of the moon illusion, where the moon, when it's rising above the horizon, always looks bigger than normal. But during a supermoon, it'll even look even bigger.
So when is the best viewing? I know you said it's April 7th. Will it be that night? Will it be the following, you know, early morning hours of the 8th? When is the best viewing?
I would probably say the best viewing would be that night, that Tuesday evening. And the full moon always rises right at sunset, and it's visible from sunset to sunrise. So if you just keep your eye on when the sunset is and look out for the moon, you'll get a wonderful view, especially if you're able to catch it roughly in the east. Hopefully there's not too many buildings or trees in the way, but if you can catch that eastern horizon, you'll be in for a treat if the sky's clear.
Cosmic Mike, talk about some of the links that you sent me. The one explains everything about what is a supermoon, how super is it, and it's got some other great links there as well, like why we have a leap day, and I'm sure it talks all about the Easter date each year. Talk about some of those links you sent me.
Yeah, the one link about the supermoon, I think, does a great job of explaining it. There's graphics, there's a video that shows you the comparisons. But in addition to that, it also provides some nice activities that one can do at home. One being like making a moon calendar / calculator where you can sort of determine the phases of the moon and when they're going to happen. You could even go through reenacting why we have the phases of the moon, and NASA provides a lot of other activities that are all related to our lunar neighbor. So if you're looking for opportunities, looking for ways to do different things and activities at home, that supermoon link is a good one to look at. But in addition, I provided another link related to the moon that's sort of a nice resource just to learn more about the moon. You can check out the landing sites where astronauts had visited the moon, be able to see some graphical models of how the moon's made up and a lot more general information about the moon. And so if you have interest in learning more and want to go a little loony over this weekend about the moon, hopefully that will be a helpful resource.
Anything else we should be looking for this week?
I definitely would encourage folks to try to keep looking for the International Space Station, because it's soon going to be disappearing from our evening sky. We've been having a wonderful opportunity where it's been visible every single evening. But that will soon end. We only have four more nights left. And in my opinion, tonight is the best of them. Space Station will appear at about 8:28 tonight, and it will last about 6 minutes. So it stretches across a good chunk of the sky. It's going to be really high up. And for the listeners that tuned in last Saturday, we had talked about the giraffe in the sky a little bit. And it's a hard constellation to see, but the space station will actually be flying right through that constellation tonight. A space station, in case one has never tried looking for it before or haven't had much luck, you're basically looking for a extremely bright star-like object that's just moving across the sky. And it is extremely bright, so it does stand out, and it will have that movement to it. If you're looking at a light that's blinking at you, then you're probably looking at an airplane.
Interesting. And if you look at last week's blog, I have some of the links that you shared that week related to the space station. Well, you mentioned that giraffe. I'm going to play Stephen Courtney's Space Giraffe again. What a timely song. He actually wrote this song because Jax from This Way Up had painted this picture of a space giraffe, and he was motivated during this stay-at-home time to write a song about it. So we're going to take a listen to that. Thank you so much, Cosmic Mike, and I hope we can catch up with you again this time next weekend.
We can. I look forward to it.
All right. Here's Space Giraffe. Stephen Courtney.